Now, I'm joined on the line ahead of the gig at Hotbox tomorrow. I'm joined by singer-songwriter Rachel Brooks, who's been working with the Black Chapel Collective. So very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Morning, Michelle. Good, thank you. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Great to talk to you. So before we talk about the gig, which is, I was talking about it earlier actually in the venue, because it is just superb there. When did you start singing, and what instruments do you play?
Oh, goodness. So I started a good 20 years ago, and I play the piano.
Yeah, and it's great you're working with, obviously, Steve, the Black Chapel Collective. So have you always written your own material?
I've always been writing since I was 18. So, and I do, like say, a mixture of cover gigs. I do gigs of my own songs, but it's quite funny because over the years, I never like to write with people. I'm like, no, I want to do it on my own,
Yeah.
But then last year, Steve, I was like, right, I'm going to write with him. So he's the first one over all those years. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a very, very good guy, and he's got lots of respect to Steve Mortimer and the whole family. They're all musical, aren't they, all of them?
Yes, yeah.
I was going to say, how's lockdown been for you?
Yeah, it's been really hard because the year before was probably the best year for me. It was just really like years of hard work. I had so many gigs, but I had my day job as well, so I was fitting it around them. So actually this year, or last year, 2020, was really sad losing all those gigs, but it gave me more time to work on my music and learn on my software with the dream of producing my own songs one day, which is taking a long time, but it's opened other doors. But I miss the performing so much.
Yes,
really do. It is a real blow, but just got to be thankful for what we've got. And it's really hard trying to find other avenues, but it is weird because it makes you think, oh well, I wouldn't have had the time a year or 2 years ago to do what I'm doing now, and especially this project with Black Chapel Collective.
Yeah,
I don't know how to fit it in. And it kept me going through lockdown. I hung on to it. Yeah.
Now let's talk about the Black Chapel Collective. Tell everybody about them, how you've got involved. There are a few other singers there as well, and give us. And they've won quite a few awards lately as well.
It has. I was mentioning the other day, I can't quite keep up myself. It's just amazing how it's really propelling now. I first heard of it personally last year when Steve contacted me to maybe do some writing with him and said about this collaborative group of musicians, artists, poets, songwriters, producers, the whole sort of art collective, really. And just coming together and exploring everything to do with all of that and what music means to us. And then it developed into this passionate project of his that we've all joined in with and come on board about COVID-19 and sort of the universe as a whole and spirituality, everything to do with that, and combining it with music as well.
And visuals as well, because when Steve puts on a Black Chapel event, you've got all the visuals. It isn't just you've got the singers on stage, and obviously Steve's on the stage as well, and it's a big mixture, but you've got these wonderful visuals going on behind you too.
He put so much work in. So it's more like a big concert of our project, really, or his project, with Martin Jeffries also, and MJ Media, and Hotbox. It's sort of really grown, like a nice sort of big network, and then all the other artists on there as well on the lineup, which we'll hear from later in the year on the project as well.
As you said, it is the universe, it's spiritual, it's all the good things, it's putting out good things into the world, isn't it? I mean, that's what the whole, the whole kind of ethos behind Black Chapel and Steve's work.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So what's happening tomorrow? Because tomorrow, Hotbox, I was saying earlier, Hotbox do live events. It's a it's a skate shop normally during the day, and then it's a music venue at night. And it's a really nice venue because it isn't, it's quite compact, but you've got a lovely little bar. Well, you would have done if you could have had an audience. But it's got such a great sound system. But they're doing these gigs online, and they just look and sound incredible, don't they?
Yes, they do. And they do so much of them. And Hotbox has had so much coverage. It's so well known, and these live streams are just wonderful. And you can just tune in and just join them in the evenings. And they have solo artists, they have bands, they have literally cater, you know, for so much. And and it really helps the artists get their music out there and exposure for them as much as for Hotbox. It's really, really put them on the map probably even more.
And it is COVID secure, just so people are aware, it is COVID secure. You'll be there tomorrow, you'll be performing. So tell us about what set you're doing and tell us how long you're going to be on there for.
Well, I'm on at 7 o'clock, so I'm going to do 6 of my own songs, so all original songs, a few old ones, a couple of new ones that I wrote in 2020. So it'd just be acoustic, myself on piano, and then we're going to finish with the new single.
Yeah.
And what I'm excited about as well is Steve is going to jump up on guitar and add a bit more atmosphere to it. So that would be, really looking forward to that.
So you're going on at 7 o'clock, Hotbox live event, on stage. The visuals are fantastic. You'll be singing live as well, and you're going to be doing the Blackchapel track at the end, which is the track called Breathe. So tell us how this worked, how you wrote together, and tell us about the song lyrics and what they mean.
Steve approached me last year, and so he sent over a track, so the music, and asked if I could put a melody and lyrics to it. And it just seemed to work so quick and so well between us. And, it's kind of what I was feeling at the time. And, you know, the word breathe, you know, it's just sometimes saying just calm down, take it all in your stride and take a step back. Because, last year was just awful.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some personal meaning in there as well, but the chorus is so much about just taking a step back and everything will be okay, so. And can I also just say as well, for the Hotbox live event tomorrow, you can also type them in YouTube. They'll be streaming from their YouTube page and Facebook, and the single will be put out under Blackchapel rather than Rachel Brooks. So
I've got here Blackchapel featuring Rachel Brooks with Breathe.
Lovely.
There we go. I've read it out correctly. Steve will be impressed. We have to say a big hello to Martin because he always sorts out all the interviews and all the media for Steve, and also to Steve and family. Just give him a big hello as well. And good luck tomorrow. I will be tuned in. I can't wait to see you perform live tomorrow, Rachel.
Oh, thank you so much. But and a big thank you to yourself and Phoenix FM because you've been giving us so much coverage for the last couple of weeks. It's been fantastic. So it's a huge thank you.
Lovely. Thank you ever so much. And here we go. This is Rachel Brooks. This is Blackchapel featuring Rachel Brooks with a track called Breathe. Have a lovely afternoon. Thanks for talking to us.
And you. Thank you, Michelle.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Bye.